do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm your co-host, John, and this is all my fault.
I'm your co-host, Besha, and I just remembered the Radon PSA that we used to play all the time on my radio station in college. No one is immune to Radon. Like, we had to play a PSA every hour, and almost everybody played the Radon PSA at least once on their two-hour show because it was so much fun to listen to. I think that's where I got that voice.
As I recall, radon was a gas, right?
Fact. Radon is a gas. Fact. No one is immune to radon.
But, like, where did it come from?
The ground.
No, you are shitting me.
I'm pretty sure it actually seeps up in the ground, and you're supposed to worry about basements, especially.
Well, is it still a thing? I mean, because I haven't heard about it in years.
Maybe we just got better detectors. Maybe it was just a big thing because there were some tragic deaths and everybody was all over it for a minute.
I mean, that's as good an explanation as any. I have literally no idea.
Yeah, I actually, it turns out I didn't pay that much attention. Whoops!
You know what? I mean... We got out alive. That's the important part.
Yeah. Yeah, we made it.
Yeah. I would like to bring our return guest in almost immediately because I have a thing that I just need to share that she was there for and that I think we will all have much to say on this particular topic. Our guest, back for her fourth time on the show, my excellent friend Jess.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
It's me.
Hooray.
Yay.
For those listeners out there for whom this might be their first time encountering you, Jess, what's your deal?
Oh, I'm just a girl standing in front of my LinkedIn asking it for a day job. I'm a full-time freelance commercial photographer. And that's not going too well lately, so it's fine, everyone. Formerly Instagram's community manager, and my photos are really bright and colorful and pretty, so if that's your jam.
That's true.
And why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, right? Get some, like, joy in the darkness. Come to my Instagram.
I mean, all of that you said right there should just be your tagline on LinkedIn, I feel like.
It basically is. I had to rewrite it today, so yeah.
Excellent. I was talking to Jess off mic, and I had a notion that I really just need to get out there right away, which is that when you make an entry in your contacts, one of the fields that stores should be the time you made that entry.
Okay.
Because, just so that, like, you know, because I was looking through my contacts, and there are people in my contacts I literally have no memory of.
Yep.
Like, none. And, you know, just, like, I would love to know, like, when did I put this number in there? Like, it would at least give me some idea of what, you know, when, kind of, you know, like, what... anyway, yes, that's
Do
just a thing.
Do you have a section in your phone for the person's company?
There you
Ooh.
Go.
Yeah.
Tornado that is bathroom. Where I write my, like... 2 to 3 word description of whoever that person is.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's
because
a good idea.
Because then if they text me, it doesn't say, like, John Barista, which is, like, kind of embarrassing. That, like,
right.
Even if you have a new job and, like, I don't know, you're the head of marketing for, like, the most important ad agency, but I met you when you were a barista.
Yeah.
Like, you won't know that that's how I remember you.
Totally.
It doesn't say John Barista or, like, John with the coffee emoji. I mean, I put emojis next to all my closest friends, but I use the company section for that.
That's a good idea. I should start doing that from now on. I do use the notes field to record any food allergies that, you know, like, and that's if I remember, right?
That's so you.
That is extremely John.
Wow.
It just, you know, I mean, like, I don't remember all the time, right? But I remember enough that sort of like, okay, well, like, you know, my friend Dana, I think, is allergic to strawberries. Just doesn't like them. I don't remember which. I'd have to look it up, and I'm not going to do that right now while we're recording.
Did you take all of the information you were given from, like, your wedding dinner cards and convert that into your phone?
No. This is just knowledge that I've picked up, like, over the course of knowing somebody. Where it's like, oh, this person is gluten intolerant. Okay, got that. You know, yeah. Or, like, this person is mildly allergic to avocado. Okay. Or, like, you know, my friend Kate just doesn't like raw tomatoes. All right, that's in there. Just, you know, I mean, in case it comes in handy later on.
That's, sometime. Like, the nicest data researching any friend could ever do. About you. Like, what a beautiful dossier you are building.
I would be interesting to know, like, I should see if Google Contacts is a way to do this, of just looking up, like, contacts that have notes in the notes field and just see what's in there. Like, just sort by notes.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Sort by tomato.
I just did some extremely dorky research, by the way, while we were talking. John, the reason you haven't heard about radon much anymore is that you live in California, where apparently it's quite low in households.
Really?
But in the land of your birth,
in New York State?
Yeah, it's much higher.
It just boils up out of the ground.
Yeah.
That's a fucking problem. Okay.
Yeah, and then it's the Midwest, which is just another reason to stay out here.
But I feel like even in New York, I mean, like, I was there until I was a senior in high school, and I feel like I stopped hearing about radon, like, well before high, or maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Or,
oh, wow, it's really common back home, too. Great, great, that explains a lot of things.
Amazing. For those of you who are just tuning into this show for the first time and are wondering what the hell you've stumbled into, here's what it is. I have been coming up with ideas for literally a decade. I've accumulated a vast pile. There's too many of them, but some of them might be great. They're all in a big spreadsheet, and it's time to give them away right now. Besh is here. Jess is going to help. If you hear an idea you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
Jess, what's the first thing in the pile today?
We're coming in hot with the food topic.
All right,
it's
brilliant.
The bulgogi burger.
Okay. I mean, I feel like this has to have been done, but I still don't. Okay, it's a burger, and instead of a patty of just ground beef, it's a patty of bulgogi.
I
want it.
What is this?
It's a Korean, it's the Korean barbecue beef that you would get if you went to, like, a Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, like, all of the fusion Korean food that I have, like, you know, seen and eaten is usually in, like, taco or burrito form.
Mm-hmm.
I just want it in a burger. Like, can we not marinate ground beef the way we... Like, I know what the bulgogi marinade is. I should just do this. I should try it. Just, you know, instead of marinating, like, you know, like, sandwich sirloin, I should just marinate ground beef in it and then try to make a burger out of it and see. Maybe the reason nobody's done it is because something about the marinade, like, kills the cohesion.
You may discover whatever horrible secret it is.
So yeah. My question is there a Koreatown in San Francisco?
There's one in Oakland, kind of. Like, there's sort of like a stretch of Telegraph Ave that's like Korean. But here's what's funny is that, like, there's another, it's like, it's got kind of an outpost further up Telegraph in the Temescal district. There's like a small zone of Korean businesses up there too. I don't know if there is in San Francisco.
There's a huge Koreatown in Los Angeles.
Ah, yes, there is.
A bulgogi burger is a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, the guy who does pot and has, like, I think it was the Kogi truck. Like, he is always doing, like, fusion stuff. And he definitely, this is on the menu.
Amazing.
Yes.
All right, well, I have to go next time I'm in L.A.
What, I mean, that's done. Sold.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Every time I've never seen it. All right, well, hell yeah. Big ups to that guy.
Yeah. I was just very curious about your concept, even though I know that this is something that exists. But now I also want every town to have a Koreatown, because Korean food is my favorite. Like, rice cakes is heaven.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're not having Korean barbecue, how are you living?
I don't know. And here's the weird thing is that I lived in San Francisco for like upwards of like a decade, and I'm like, there's a Japantown. There's kind of three Chinatowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There really isn't a. Huh.
Yeah.
I would say that the closest we get, I think there's a little concentration out like Clement, kind of.
Oh yeah, Clement between like, well, Clement and Geary between like Arguello and maybe like
Park City or something. Yeah. Tenth.
But even that kind
Need
of like
more.
Abuts and like sort of like. Is in sort of like that Chinatown zone too. Yeah. No, there definitely, yeah, there needs to be more. There needs to, yeah, weird.
Needs to be more. I think that's also the reason, what's that burrito spot in Soma that does like the kimchi burrito? It's over by South Park.
Oh, you're thinking of HRD.
Yes.
Yes. They do a spicy pork sandwich that is incredible.
I think that's maybe why they're so damn popular.
I mean, because there's just no other place to...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you live in Oakland, there's definitely Korean places. There's a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
But San Francisco is weirdly devoid.
It's strange. Huh.
Fascinating.
Anyway, I'd eat it.
Yeah. As would we all.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ready for the next one?
I am.
All right. As a horror fan, I was drawn to this one because I would like it.
Mm-hmm.
Citywide it pranks. And the notes just says, pranks with clowns hiding in sewers.
Yes. I don't know if I wanted this like videotaped candid camera style or whatnot, right? But like, I just think there should just be a thing where like people just start to just to do it themed pranks. Like,
you categorize it under nonsense, and yes. I would like it to be recategorized under nightmare.
Because
I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah,
I would not be okay.
I don't have anything else. Like, I don't have, like, anything... I don't have any more developed concept than that. Just, like, people in sewers handing out balloons, and then there's some kind of scary thing that they do, and it's funny. But, I don't know. I don't
know. And they've got that high voice, and they somehow know your name?
Mmm. Mm.
No, I don't like it. I like it, and I hate it. That's my feeling about all of the horror genre.
That's entirely fair.
Like, what if it's just a day?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, what if it's just a day where, like, you never know when it's going to happen, but it's like the Purge.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, all the sewers are filled with Pennywise.
Oh, my God. Okay, but here's what the other thing that this requires, then, is a network of Pennywise impersonators who all coordinate with each other, and... the day is like, it's somewhere in the month of October, but it's like randomly generated every year, so you can never predict it.
Ugh. It's the best.
But I mean, yeah, this assumes a level of organization that I'm not sure is possible for humans.
You know?
I don't know.
Things like a night market managed to happen with a bunch of humans just sort of awkwardly communicating, but not explicitly.
That's true. I mean, who decides... Okay, here's a question. Who decides when SantaCon happens in each city?
That's a good question.
There's gotta be a person. Like a SantaCon ambassador.
Yeah, is there a steering committee somewhere? Like,
I mean, John, we know the answer. It's Mrs. Claus.
Of course.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry. And apologies to Mrs. Claus.
Lesser known son, Chad Claus.
Oh my God. Perfect. Chad.
But now I kind of want to know what the SantaCon shadow government is.
And how do we implement a Pennywise version of it?
Yeah.
Now I'm reading the Wikipedia article where they describe it evolving from joyful performance art to a reviled bar crawl, and that pretty well describes it.
Agreed. Like, yeah. It's a nightmare.
Absolutely.
When the remake of It came out, I worked with Warner Brothers to promote the film, and part of my work with them was making a short film about their Niebolt house experience. They built a haunted house in the middle of Hollywood, and you could sign up to like do it in the middle of the day or at night, whenever. It was terrifying.
I mean,
it was clowns jumping out of everything everywhere. They had like a big, like, well, they had a kid's size casket, and it started opening, and right as it started opening, like, you get really close to it to be like, oh God, what's gonna happen? And then behind you, a clown pops out of like a door that you didn't see. It was aggressive.
I mean, am I remembering this correctly in that you are a confirmed chlorophobe?
What does that word mean?
You're afraid of clowns.
Oh, I mean, yes. Here's what I'll say. It is the reason why I'm afraid of clowns. So I was a child, I watched the movie in fifth grade. Why my mom let me do this at a sleepover with a bunch of friends, not getting permission from the other parents, I will never know. Mm-hmm. But we watched it when I was in fifth grade, and like literally crowded, there were probably 7 or 8 of us in my bathroom so someone could watch every drain. I've moved through the fear. I think now as an adult, I realize like, okay, that just was a thing that I manifested in fifth grade, and I carried through into almost adulthood. Kind of like spiders. Like, I used to be afraid of spiders, and now I'm like, they're fine. I'm just going to bring them outside.
That I am almost there. I'm almost there. I will handle business with a spider. Way faster than I used to, especially if it's near my baby.
Yeah.
but yeah, they still startle me very badly if I see them where I don't expect.
I won't mess with a black widow, I'll tell you what. And honestly, Pennywise, if I saw him out in person, would not be okay. A regular clown, I no longer have a panic attack.
Yeah, no, that, God, yeah, wow.
Really, I've come a long way. I used to freak out. I think I was with you and we saw a clown in the mall and I, like, lost it.
That seems possible.
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
See, listeners, it's possible. It's possible to move past.
It is.
Amazing.
All right. Next one.
Yes.
Also under nonsense.
Okay.
Planetary Ambassador of Blank.
Okay. This is definitely, it's a nonsense concept. There are people that we know who are very good at like something, right? And I feel like that should be recognized on some level where, like in a non-professional capacity where it's sort of like, oh, they're, you know, they're like, it's different than getting like a Nobel Prize, right? Or a Fields Medal or something. It's just, you are named the planetary ambassador of something. It just kind of acknowledges that, you know, you're good at that thing and that people should recognize you for it. But, like, yeah, it's, like, official but unofficial. I don't know. This is probably why it's nonsense, right? But, you know,
go
like,
on.
Like, well, you know, somebody could be named, like, you know, planetary ambassador of making spicy pork. That would be my mom. She's very good at it. Somebody else could be named, you know, planetary ambassador of the moonwalk. Planetary ambassador of pie. Just, you know, like, they might not necessarily even need to be the best at it, but just very good. And something that they should be recognized for. There should be like a pin or a medal or like a necklace or a jacket or something you should wear.
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I love that concept was so novel.
Oh, whoa.
I didn't even think of that. Maybe even a gender-neutral tiara.
All tiaras are gender-neutral.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's really what I was implying, honestly.
But yeah, and I just think it's a new kind of title that's, I mean, it's sort of like a knighthood, right? Like, they don't really, you know, nobody, like, expects knights to actually, like, fight on horseback anymore, right? They don't even issue them armor, but it's just like, it's a title that's there, and, you know, like, it's acknowledged.
To something, maybe?
Say what now?
You get a little medal to pin to something.
Yeah, perhaps, you know, and then maybe you have to address that person as Excellency from now on.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
Right? So, yeah, that's all that is.
It's good. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Abduction party.
Ooh.
Do you want to hear your notes?
Yes, I do.
The guest of honor is literally kidnapped and brought to an undisclosed location with all their friends. Can I tell you the first thing I thought of when I saw this?
Uh-huh.
I just rewatched The Office.
Uh-huh.
And during Dwight and Angela's, like, wedding, also, spoiler alert, you're late, but during Dwight and Angela's, like, bachelorette party, Dwight's cousin Mose kidnaps Angela from her bachelorette party to bring her to the bachelor party, but nobody's ready to go to the final location, because they do this, like, Jim does this whole scavenger hunt thing. It's, she ends up spending, like, 5 hours in the trunk of Moses' car and can't use her legs at the wedding.
Oh, God.
And Dwight has to, like, literally carry her. Like, their first dance is him just swinging this tiny blonde woman around. It's great. It's perfect. But that made me think, that whole scene, that was basically an abduction party.
Yeah. I think,
because it was a tradition. I was like,
I think that's what it is. It's a more aggressive version of a surprise party. It's like, yeah, in that, like, you know, like, a surprise party is typically, it's like for a birthday or something, right? Like, there's an occasion, and I mean, the shitty thing about a surprise party, right, is that if you are planning a surprise party for somebody and they're like, hey, do you want to, like, and they're trying to make plans and you have made secret plans with everybody else and they're all in on it, and then, you know, your friend tries to be like, hey, do you want to go grab some dinner or something? It's my birthday. And you have to be like, oh, sorry, I'm busy that night. And you have to disappoint that person, and they feel sad until it's, you know, the night of the surprise, and then everything is good, right? But, like, what if instead, like, you were able to just, like, spring it on them when they were literally not expecting a party for them?
I have to say, my Leo heart would be so sad and then so happy. Because all I want every year is for everyone to go all out celebrating me. Like, I want crazy party, but I'm not going to plan it for myself because I'm a Leo. I just think that I'm owed that. Haven't I done enough for you? And usually every year I just end up going to brunch. And I would love if once everyone would be like, we all can't make it, sorry about that, what a bummer. And then when I was like, I don't know, getting sad ice cream, I fully got kidnapped. I would be in the trunk being like, first of all, either this is the best birthday ever, or y'all should have planned something nice for me. I wouldn't have been there getting sad ice cream if I were at the party you planned for me. And I hope that when I'm dead, you all remember that. That's how my brain works.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to try to think of a way to make it not completely terrifying. Like, yeah, I think I have a couple of ideas that I'm not going to spill. Just
and
in case.
And how to not get, like, arrested, too. Because if someone has their phone on them, they're calling 911.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main, the worry that I have.
Disarm the phone. God, this is dark.
There was somebody I knew in high school who did the thing, whose parents did the thing where he got kidnapped in the middle of the night and sent off to, like, reform school.
Oh, my God.
For real.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I just am stuck still on the fact that was a thing. That's a thing you can legally do to your kids.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Fuck. But usually I feel like it's kids who are, like, actually fucked up and not just, like, your stepdad hates you.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's sort of the alternative to, like, institutionalization in a way. Is, like, I'm going to fix you, you brat. But it's not great.
But we're going to fix you by having people come in and into your bedroom in the middle of the night. And
no, there should be consent behind this.
Jeez. Yeah. But so, yeah.
Speaking of consent, do you want to hear the next one?
Yes. Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
The next topic is dick pic reply spam app with kitten mode.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Consider the following user scenario. You are sent a dick pic. You were not asked for this dick pic. So what you have on your phone, though, is an app that you basically, like, it's almost like a keyboard. Like, you just, it's like one touch to summon it. And you just hit, like, a big red button, and it just spams back a bunch of really gross dick pics to whoever just sent you that one that you did not ask for. Like, it sends them, like, 50.
Hmm.
And that's just how it goes. Because if somebody sends you an unsolicited dick pic, they should know what that feels like times a million. So, but the thing is that the app is really easy to trigger. So you can just do it without thinking. Like, it doesn't require, like, 5 or 6 taps. It's just sort of like, oh, I didn't want to see that. Hit the kill button. And just, you know, it just fires. And it's got a different mode that will spam kittens to somebody instead. Because I feel like this happens a lot where people ask for kitten pictures, and, you know, like, there should be a way to send them a high volume of quality kitten photos whenever they're asked.
Yeah, or if someone asks you for nudes.
Yeah.
Moo. Mm-hmm.
Basically, naked kittens. Hairless kittens.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I used to own dickpic.com.
What?
But it was D-I-C-P-I-C. I let it... P-I-C. D-I-C-P-I-C. I just let it expire. I was like, I don't know. I can't pay this much money for something that... I had a Tumblr, and my Tumblr was basically a, like, this is what happens when you... Like, is it a good idea? And then it was, like, news articles of, like, people getting arrested for sending dick pics, and it was, like, there was a whole Anthony Weiner... I did, like, a whole link to a bunch of Anthony Weiner articles. Yes. I basically was just like, it's not a good idea, you dumb-dumbs. That was my website, but it didn't get a lot of traffic, and it was, like, a $24 domain, probably because it was a 6-letter domain.
Mm.
I let it go. I had to let those dick pics go. Good. It was really nice. Yeah, I think back in the day, like, you know, once you get married, people are still horrible once you get married, but there's also, like, this weird unspoken rule of, like, you know, ownership, which is just as disgusting. Mm. But I just don't get those sorts of unsavory messages. So, but I feel like back in the day I would have loved this.
I have never received one, you know, but that's because I'm a dude. I'm sure that both of you have had experiences that would have required this tool.
Yeah, it would have been useful.
Yeah. I would say the majority of mine were asked for, though.
Ah.
I was a requester. I was interested. Show me what you've got. Yeah. I was like the sun in that episode of... Rick and Morty, anyway.
Oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
But kitten mode would have been real good.
Now I'm just picturing you as a giant floating head.
I want to see what you've got. Yeah. Show me what you've got.
I think we have time for at least one more. Okay. How many are left?
I have one more.
Oh, perfect.
It's like you can sense it when I'm ready, when I'm wrapping it up.
Amazing.
Okay. So this one I love. The last two are clearly very related. I like coupling things.
Amazing.
This one is a theory. The existence of furries means we will eventually want to fuck aliens.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I mean, mostly, John, what I wanted to do was talk about how I already want to have sex with aliens.
Yeah. Is there... So, I typically... like, in the last few years, I have made a habit of, like, noting the date when I logged an idea. Is that column filled or empty in this particular
Hell
instance?
Hell yeah, it's filled.
Okay.
It's a February 1st, 2017, so I think you were gearing up for Valentine's Day last year.
I mean, that feels late. Especially given that I've been playing Mass Effect for like forever.
Okay.
And I've got tons of friends, I think, who would definitely hop into bed with Garrus Vakarian.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Well, I think my question is, when you say furries means we'll eventually want to fuck aliens, like, are you thinking of, like, Star Trek-style aliens that are a little more humanoid, or are you thinking, like, Area 51, like, long-fingered, who knows what's going to happen downtown? It might be a duck dick situation.
I think where I was going is non-humanoid aliens, like, not even bipedal, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just... Like quadrupeds, or like full on insectoids, or you know, silicon based rock. Like,
still, I mean, in none of those things deterred me. I'm still in. I would want it to be like when you go to ride a horse in Avatar and you have to use your two blue tail thingies and connect them.
Oh God.
I want that.
Or
that's,
I mean,
a,
like,
fetish. Like, you know, that's a thing. People are doing that.
That is for sure a thing. I mean, it has to be, or something like a squid, or a Metroid.
Oh yeah, people
are.
Oh,
so you're thinking more like the aliens from Luc Besson's the worst. He's canceled, but the new Valerian.
I mean, even more exotic than that, you know, like,
wow.
Like, yeah, not even remotely like humanoid, but just like, yeah, just like a space octopus, 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like. I feel like somebody out there is going to be wildly attracted to it. Just a feeling that I've got. Like, we're going to see it. It's going to happen.
What was that story that I want to say? Like, won a Hugo or something that was specifically about somebody just fucking a sort of gelatinous alien when she's stranded in her escape pod.
The story is called Spar. It's by Kiers Johnson.
There you go.
Oh my God, I love that you had that in your mind.
Yeah, of course you did. I knew it was Kiers Johnson.
Yes.
She's great. But yeah, so it's not like we don't have some pretty substantial literature on the topic.
It's true, but that one isn't, like, in that story, yeah. She's not even sure, like, she's not attracted to it necessarily.
Yeah, she's not
it's
sure
just
that
like,
that's even it, sex or that... Or what's happening? Yeah.
Or like, if this is its form of communication, like, it's completely, it's a weird story, mm-hmm. which is like, it's been in the back of my mind just because, like, I had to look it up for somebody to like sort of explain to them like what was going on. But yeah, I just welcome to my brain.
I'm gonna need you to send me that story.
I will find it.
Great. Well, I mean, my answer is a resounding yes. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Picture it, want it, doing it.
Amazing.
I'm going to Mars. I'm interested. I love my husband, but I feel like also once we find other planets, like, what's monogamy? Who even knows?
Yeah.
I feel like we should wait until Europa. I'm just putting that out there. Because, you know, whatever's on Mars is bound to be very dusty, but, you know, Europa's going to be fresh. Europa, Ganymede, Enceladus, maybe Pluto. Like, we've got a lot of subsurface oceans from which to choose. I'm just putting this out there.
True, and I don't want to go to Mars with Elon.
Fair.
No, let's nuke it from orbit.
I'm good.
That fucking guy.
I hope, for the record, so we're recording this at the time that I forget what his actual Twitter name is, but if you search for Italian Elon Musk,
Yeah.
That's such a good fit. Just, I'm not going to disappoint. Like, just go look. You will be rewarded.
Amply.
Unless he stopped doing it, in which case, look up the articles that have the screenshots, because...
I believe he got unverified for it.
He did. It's true.
He got unverified. Yeah, but his bio is, hey, I'm making a rocket.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We are now at that part of the show where it's time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Does anybody have a terrible recommendation or a terrible idea? Because if not, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear yours.
Mine is just that. The top of Salesforce Tower went live a little while ago. I don't know exactly when. I wasn't paying attention. I don't live in San Francisco, but I was driving across the Bay Bridge, and it's active. Like it's amazing, actually. Like these, it just displays this kind of like moving cloudscape in full color, and it's beautiful. I really believe that on Halloween, it should light up with an image of the Eye of Sauron. And that's not like a commentary on Salesforce.
No, you just, when you have something that looks like his tower, you're morally obligated.
I just think they should fucking do it. I want to see it. And I don't think I'm alone in that.
You're love it.
You're not
That's
alone,
all.
John.
We That's all. You. Perhaps it is now time for us to tell the internet where we can be found on the internet. This is super easy, actually. Thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter, a sometime guest host / culinary monster. My whole deal has been streamlined. Just go to flavor.country to see all of my social presences, the stuff that I make, my Twitter, my Instagram, my newsletter, which you should sign up for because it's great.
It is great.
Thank you.
I love your newsletter.
Thank you.
There's always a little rush of me reposting things that you posted onto Twitter.
I live to give.
You are a giver. You can find me on Twitter as Besha, that's BESHA. You can also find my dog on Instagram as whiskey.gray.
Yes.
If you're into dogs.
Yes.
I like that. I'm Jay Zombie, JayZombie. You can go to my website. It's also my Instagram. It's also my Twitter. And if you want another dog account, Dagger. I got that as a name on Instagram. It's Dagger.
Hell
not
yes,
it's Dagger. Dagger.
He is a perfect prince.
He's very fluffy. I also have a podcast called Feeling Feelings. You can find that at feelingfeelings.co.
And you should, because it's great.
Yeah. This podcast is available pretty much anywhere that you can get them, like Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Play Music. Whichever platform you're using, please consider leaving us a nice review or rating because it helps people find us and it increases the chances that somebody's going to pick up one of these ideas that you just heard today. If you're not going to get around to following us or rating us or reviewing us, though, why not tell a friend?
Thanks. And remember, if you heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I'll take a cut. Whatever that cut is, it doesn't have to be money.